The Algerian government's toleration of sheep fighting is a tacit acknowledgement that outlets for male aggression are needed. Letting these guys have their fun reduces violence in other contexts, said Youssef Karachi, a photographer from Algiers who has spent years documenting sheep fights. Authorities prefer they get swept up in spectacles rather than politics. For Fatma Osidik, an Algerian sociologist and professor at the University of Algiers, authorities' permissiveness towards sheep fights signals a quiet crisis besetting both masculinity and politics. Algerian authorities have tried several methods to manage Algerian men, most recently corrupting them with oil rent. With oil prices down, there is less money and they're more likely to have to use repressive force. Young men who have been humiliated will have to rebuild their battered masculinity. Violence is the only form of expression they have left. In nearly 5 years of living in Algiers, I had never been to El Harach and only knew the neighborhood by its outlaw reputation. I had come here to meet a whiskey importer who owned more than a dozen prize-fighting sheep. The man, who Karachi had told me about, was famed for his colorful way of challenging other sheep trainers to a fight. "My sheep will pluck the feathers off yours like a chicken," he would announce to rivals on Facebook. Karachi told me how to find him. "Take the metro to the end of the line, El Harach. Go to the stables and ask for Banyar." As I left the metro, I felt the warm and familiar bustle of holiday shopping, but set in a barren post-industrial landscape. Amid potholed roads and crumbling colonial buildings, shoppers at makeshift outdoor markets were preparing for Eid. Tables set up in the street displayed rows of gleaming knives, and sharpener carts plied their trade amid shuttered factories and aging apartment buildings. I crossed a bridge over a dried-up riverbed through which trickled streams of chemical runoff. Beneath an overpass, piles of hay began to appear here and there amid the city detritus. As I turned a corner, a regal-looking ram swung into sight. He was standing by a concrete wall near the overpass and had a bright red mane and a thick, muscular neck. His head was level with my ribs. He chewed thoughtfully under the watchful gaze of his trainer, oblivious as another man lowered his baby boy to swat at the beast's broad back. I approached and said, "Huashab, Maismu." "He's beautiful," was his name. The trainer scowled and replied, "Ebola." "Where is the guy named Banyar who has 13 champions?" I asked. "He sold all his sheep and bought a Mercedes. He's never coming back," the trainer replied.